It's already happening. A new layer of reality can be seen everywhere around us, from Pokemon Go, the smartphone game, with its mysterious creatures roaming the streets of our cities, to medical software, where surgeons can actually peer inside the human body. Learn how augmented reality apps can be used by police officers, artists, writers, and college students. Discover new AR gadgets, from special LED displays to powerful and lightweight holographic headsets. Listen to our special series, Parallel Universe, how augmented reality is changing people's lives. In 2015, Google introduced Google Glass, adding an extra visual layer to people's reality. The project was terminated shortly after, following heated debates over privacy issues. However, it didn't stop other companies from developing their own augmented reality gadgets. In 2013, a group of glass explorers in the US got the chance to test a totally new gadget. For $1,500, each of them received a set of spectacles equipped with a camera, display, and a built-in computer. The device called Google Glass was capable of understanding voice commands and recording a video of everything the wearers saw. However, the gadget's main feature was augmented reality, or AR, the capability of projecting a supplementary layer of information onto an advanced LED panel. Google Glass users were able to access email, look at maps, and enjoy social media applications, as well as third-party apps. But the project was suspended not long after the first devices were marketed to the public. A heated debate raged over possible unauthorized videotaping and facial recognition. Some businesses announced anti-Google Glass policies way before the device was actually made available to the public. In Russia, law enforcement agents could have easily seized the gadget because of its spying capabilities, and wearing Google Glass may have even been a criminal offense. However, Google's negative experience didn't stop other companies from working on similar projects. In 2016, Snapchat started selling their own camera-equipped glasses called Spectacles for $130 apiece. Snapchat marketed the product as a fun toy rather than serious gadget. The company's CEO, Evan Spiegel, told the journal that Snapchat will roll out spectacles very slowly so that Snapchat could figure out how they fit into people's lives and see how they like it. Even though technically spectacles are not as advanced as Google Glass when it comes to AR capabilities, videos from the gadget are still being uploaded into Snapchat galleries, which is only likely to inflame the debate over privacy. However, as social networks are set to play an even more important role in people's daily lives, AR gadgets may very well make a powerful comeback. Veteran computer graphics developer John Petty says that by 2020, humans will be wearing AR glasses which will be capable of displaying useful information, such as directions and translations, as well as recording video. He adds that in just a few years, disputes over AR's privacy will not matter as much as they do today.
In a world of nation-backed hackers and with laws that now allow ISPs to sell your browsing history and other information about you, in a world with WikiLeaks and Spy Magazine and other privacy intrusions and security break-ins, the romantic and idealistic notion of security and privacy is something we tell ourselves we have to protect and does not exist.
Other tech giants such as Facebook are working on their own AR gadgets. The company recently launched a new camera effects platform for developers, which allows adding an AR layer to Facebook's multimedia content.